The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, May 1st. What Mueller himself said about the Mueller Report summary, a shooting at a university, and a new alternative to cigarettes. Plus, what to know about Facebook and Instagram changes and the award show happening tonight. And today's episode is brought to you in part by the Primary Ride Home podcast, news from the campaign trail every day at 5 p.m. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Expect a dramatic hearing on Capitol Hill today. Attorney General William Barr is in the hot seat. He's set to testify about how he handled the Mueller report. And the night before he's in that hot seat, there was a new headline that special counsel Robert Mueller himself was not happy with Barr's summary of the report. The Washington Post says Mueller told Barr in a letter and a phone call that he did not fully capture the team's work with his summary, that while there were no inaccuracies, Barr did not provide enough context and even confused the public about important aspects of the investigation. Remember, we're talking about a four-page summary that Barr wrote about Mueller's more than 400-page report. The summary said the Trump campaign did not conspire with Russia, and there was no final decision about whether there was any obstruction of justice. So we'll be hearing from Barr today. Stay tuned. Even with plenty of political fighting, there was a sign of cooperation this week. President Trump and top Democrats held a meeting yesterday, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said it was productive. They're working together on a $2 trillion infrastructure plan. NPR reports there are still questions about how they plan to actually pay for it, but the leaders say those details will be coming out in a few weeks. But at the same time, President Trump is taking more action to block Democrats from seeing his financial records. This time, he's suing two big banks to make sure they keep his records private. It comes after Democrats in Congress subpoenaed those banks and others for the financials. Trump argues Democrats don't have a real reason to ask for those records, and it's just harassment. Democrats say this is Trump's way of delaying accountability. To be continued. A shooting at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, left two people dead and four others hurt, three of them critically. USA Today reports a 22-year-old former student is now accused of opening fire in a classroom building yesterday. Police were able to disarm him and take him into custody. The police chief credits those officers for saving lives. School officials called it the worst day in the history of UNC Charlotte. Tensions are high in Venezuela right now. In an effort to seize power of the country, opposition leader Juan Guaido called for a military uprising yesterday, and he's planning more protests today. He took to the streets asking the military to leave current President Nicolas Maduro and join his side. This is the same guy who declared himself president a few months ago and who countries like the U.S. support. Guaido says the military is with him and the people. But The Guardian reports Maduro says military leaders show total loyalty to him. So far, the AP reports a violent street battle already broke out. Dozens of people were hurt. President Trump quickly showed his support for Guaido and threatened sanctions on Cuba if that country helps Maduro. It's the first day of May, which is a holiday in dozens of countries known as May Day or International Workers' Day. Today, many countries are preparing for large protests like in France and Germany. There are also some protests in the U.S. in cities like Seattle, but it's not as recognized in the U.S. Although May Day actually started in America in the 1800s as part of a movement to fight for fair labor rights and an 8-hour workday in the country. The FDA just approved a new cigarette alternative called IQOS. It's basically a tube that heats up a stick of tobacco, but it doesn't burn it, so there's no smoke. And there's supposed to be fewer toxins than traditional cigarettes. Philip Morris makes the device and the separate tobacco sticks that go in it. And the company says the goal is to convert traditional smokers to this new, less harmful alternative. And one day, it could even replace traditional cigarettes. But CBS News cites the American Cancer Society, who says most of the research about this new device has been funded by the device owner, Philip Morris. And some health experts worry it could be attractive to kids, just like we saw with e-cigarettes, which are different. E-cigarettes have the addictive nicotine, but no tobacco. Still, Reuters reports the FDA reviewed the IQOS for 2 years before approving it. All right, more tech and entertainment news ahead, but first, thanks to this week's sponsor. If you have ever wondered where your family comes from, then you'll definitely want to check out Ancestry. In fact, Ancestry DNA gives you so much more than just the places you're from. Ancestry connects you to the places in the world where your story started using precise geographic detail and clear-cut historical insights. And to enhance that DNA experience, you can even start a free trial on Ancestry and build a tree so your ancestors become more than just a name. And you really get the full, complete story. So much rich history, yet it's so, so easy to get started. I sent in everything in just a few minutes, and I can't wait to see the results. So join me on this journey. Go to Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. Ancestry.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Facebook is getting a facelift. The company says the redesign marks the biggest change to the platform in at least 5 years. For one, the Wall Street Journal says Facebook is ditching its iconic blue menu bar across the top of the screen. The design is also meant to be simpler and easier to navigate. It'll focus more on private groups and visual stories, encouraging users to spend less time on that main news feed where more abusive content or misinformation tends to be shared. It's part of an effort to respond to some of the criticism and scandals over the last couple of years. The redesigned app is live now, and the website version will update in a few weeks. Facebook also announced a new dating feature to come to the U.S. by the end of the year, and Gadget says it's called Secret Crush. It lets users pick up to 9 Facebook friends they might be interested in, and if those people are also on the dating service, they could potentially choose each other and be matched. Oh, and Facebook-owned Instagram is also making some big changes, like more shopping options, updates to the in-app camera, and in Canada only, The Verge says the number of likes on posts will be hidden soon. The goal with that is to get users to focus on what's posted, not the popularity of it. We'll see how it goes. Coming soon to Netflix, several new movies and shows from the Obamas. The former president and first lady launched High Ground Productions last year, and they struck a deal with Netflix. CBS News reports they're planning several series, documentaries, and a movie to spotlight race, class, democracy, and civil rights, but not to target the Trump administration. The New York Times reports the Obamas do not want to add to any political tension ahead of the 2020 election. No word yet on any release dates. The Billboard Music Awards are happening tonight, with Kelly Clarkson hosting for the second time and Taylor Swift debuting her new single with a live performance. You can also expect to see performers like Ariana Grande, Ciara, BTS, Madonna, and more. It all starts at 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Also in the world of awards, the Tony nominations are out. The New York Times says the new musical Hadestown dominated with 14 nominations. And that's it for today. You are all caught up. Thank you so much for listening, and remember, you can always read more about any of the stories we talked about in today's show notes. Find them on thenewsworthy.com. Just click episodes and then look for today's date. The Newsworthy is here for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day. Oh, and heads up, political junkies, don't forget to check out the new podcast, The Primary Ride Home. It's a daily show that comes out every weekday at 5 o'clock p.m. It's about 15 to 20 minutes and gives you all the things presidential primaries. The latest news from the campaign trail, from the players to the polls. So if you love politics, it's a great complement to this show. Just search your podcast app and subscribe to The Primary Ride Home.